So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan. Hope you're well today. So we're behind schedule on our podcast. We've not been live this week much, but we're going to try and catch up with that. Anyway, welcome to the Daniel Latto podcast. We're going to talk about different product types today. It's not something we've ever spoken about, I don't think. But just a quick update. I'm actually heading over to Leeds tomorrow for about 10 days. So if you're around, if you're in Leeds, you fancy a pint, you fancy a coffee, come and hit me up and we will try and sort that. I'm sure we can fit it in. Actually, over in Leeds, redecorating. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to get my hands dirty again. It's not something I've done for the last 15 years. I actually want to get stuck back into it. And April, we're going to blow up April, frankly. We're going to have the best April we've ever had. In fact, this month, we're going to have the best month that we've ever had. Even before we know what's going to happen this month. That's pretty much what we're going to make it one way or another. Anyway, let's talk about four different product types. And I was thinking about this because I was thinking about the digital marketing that we sell. I was thinking about the property that we've got and the rentals, and we're going to talk about that because they're different product types, and it means there's different sales, and it means there's different types of selling, and there's different attitudes to people's strategies when buying. And if you can match those two together, you're going to do really well in business. And so I just wanted to run through the four different product types. So for example, you've got one where it's the same product. It's available anywhere. And the example that I've stuck in brackets there is Amazon. So, for example, I could sell... I've got a speaker here, which is coming with me to Leeds. It's a Bluetooth wireless speaker. And loads of hours. It's awesome, right? But I bought it on Amazon. I can buy this from the supermarket. I can buy it from anywhere. I can buy it online. I can buy it offline. And the only differentiator between where or who I buy this item from is the price. I can get the same product anywhere. So as we know, if you're competing on price, there's always someone who's going to compete less than you. And we find this with our websites. Our website's at the moment £400. There's always someone who'll do it for £300. There's always someone who'll do it for £200. There's always someone who'll do it for £100. But it's actually not that much that differentiates our websites from somebody else's. And so we try and use personality-led branding to help drive people onto our websites, because when you buy a website from us, you're not just getting a website, you're getting the whole concept of what it takes to run marketing strategies through social media content, and it's built into the website effectively. And so that's one of our unique selling points, the USP that you hear all these people talking about. But if you're selling these, what's your USP? What's your unique selling point? We're cheaper. That's it. There's always someone who's going to sell it cheaper than you, and so there's a problem with that. And it doesn't matter what it is. We've got a mouse. You know, you've got that, you've got mobile phones, that's one of my old phones. It doesn't matter what it is, the microphone, the camera, the mug, it's really difficult to even differentiate yourself. And if you're in a drop shipping type business, I'm sure you've seen the story of the guy that had all the tripods. I've not got a tripod to show you, but you know, a camera tripod. And he had uploaded it to YouTube, and he was selling loads on, not YouTube, uploaded it to Amazon, was selling thousands of his products, and Amazon came in, knocked his listing down and put their listing in, started manufacturing these things and undercut him, his business was gone. And so that's the problem with the same product available everywhere that anybody can buy based on price. And if you've got a product like that, you need to find your unique selling point, because if not, you're going to be back to competing on price. And then the next one then is an individual product available from just one place. And so I've used property as an example in this. And one of the things that occurred to me very early on in my lettings agency career, we owned a lettings agency for, I think, 12 years, and then we sold it. And one of the things that occurred to me was that if I've got this two-bed flat and it's a penthouse and it's in Leeds city centre and it's got car parking, and we've got quite a few of those as it happens, but there's only so many available, okay? And if somebody wants to live on Park Row with a two bed, again, there's even less available. And the fact that it's available on that day, that person's looking at Rightmove, again, is pretty unique. But that person, they might not necessarily want to live in that flat, but because it's a nice flat and they see it on Rightmove, it comes up above everybody else's flat. So when we buy property, we're buying stuff that we think is going to be very popular. Good locations, price sometimes is an issue, but not necessarily. We try and negotiate well. What features does it have? What location is it? And what's coming through for that location later? But if we've got a one-bed property, a two-bed property, and somebody wants to rent it, they cannot go to another letting agent. If in America, it's different. They have the ALS, is it? The listing system, where everybody, open listing system. Anyway, anybody can rent that thing and anybody can sell a property. That's how the realtors work. But here in the UK, if I'm selling a two-bed flat and I own the estate agency, you can't go to another estate agency and buy that flat. And so that's a really good benefit. And I think about what other product is there where if I want that one product, I can only get it from a particular place. The only other thing I can think of, really, are things like cars, boats, planes, helicopters, that kind of thing. You know, I was looking at a boat last week and while I was searching through, a submarine came up for 90 grand. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can be like Penguin from Batman. Do you remember Penguin from Batman and he had a submarine that did that. Do you remember that? Anyway, this one wasn't quite like that, but it reminded me of Penguin's submarine. I'm like, you're not a badass until you've got your own submarine. For 100 grand, 98 grand it was. But if I was after a submarine, there's not many submarines up for sale at any one point in time, I'd have to buy that one, right? Because they don't come up very often. And so what is your product? Have you got a product that you can, that if somebody wants, they can only go to you? And if the answer is yes, you actually own a monopoly on that specific product. And so when it comes to renting, I mean, I fly into Leeds tomorrow. We've got a studio apartment to do up. We've already got viewings lined up. And then we've got a four-bed home. And the four-bed home, by the way, we've got it on open rent. We've not actually uploaded it to Rightmove as yet, just because we don't want to get absolutely inundated with people wanting four-bed homes. Because I'll tell you, there are no four-bed homes. If you've got, you know, a decent-sized family and you need four bedrooms, you're in trouble right now. There's not a lot of four-bed homes. And so we've got that uniqueness of the fact that there's not a lot of four-bed homes. And also all the four beds get snapped up by HMO landlords anyway, if possible. Next one, then, is what I would lead as personality-led product. And an example of that is training. For example, I've bought Grant Cardone's training. I've bought Tai Lopez training. I buy a lot of training. I often don't finish it. I start on it, and we call that shelf development, where you start watching it, you put it on the shelf. But personality-led products, to some extent, my digital marketing agency is a personality-led product. It's a combination of individual products, just one place, because if you want to buy Dan's content, you can only buy it from one place. That's Dan, right? And then also, it's the same product available anyway. Are there other people that sell content? Yeah, absolutely. Are there other people that have got an idea on how to run Facebook ad campaigns? Yes. And what's the differentiator? Usually price. Luckily, the way that we have the business set up means that we've got all of that covered. But it still doesn't stop someone from going out and buying what we sell from somebody else. So we go live every day, most days, I should say, for this week. We become a personality as such. Some people may say it's a shit personality. That's all right. But we're out there. And over a period of time, it builds credibility, it builds rapport, builds trust, builds consistency, builds authenticity, all that good stuff that leads towards getting a sale. We're going to go into that a little bit more next week when we talk about how to sell using social media. We've got a podcast lined up for that. But personality-led products, a really good example is Kylie Kardashian, youngest ever billionaire, I think. And people go, oh, she's not doing it on her own. Of course she's not doing it on her own, you muppet. People don't become billionaires on their own. We have teams of people. It's like people, Elon Musk, building rockets. Oh, Elon's not built that rocket, you know. What? No, Elon, he's not built that rocket. He's not with his hammering a rocket. You muppet. Of course he's not. So personality-led products, things like makeup, influencer-type product. I was watching the story of Bang Energy, and they get all these fitness models to look amazing and then drink the Bang Energy as though that's the reason why they look amazing. And that's personality-led marketing, and it works really, really well. Bang sell tons of the stuff. Next one, then, and the final one I'm going to talk about today is total one-offs. And when you talk about a total one-off, things like paintings and NFTs, Beeple, for example, sold his latest work of art. It was one piece of art every day for the last 5,000 days or something like that. And it sold for $69 million. Like, that's just phenomenal. And it's a... and I think it's an NFT. I'm pretty sure it's an NFT. It's digital art anyway. It's an NFT. So, because you can replicate digital art. And one of the things that really annoys me is people go, oh, well, I downloaded that JPEG of that, Bored Ape. No, you didn't. Well, you did. You downloaded a JPEG, but you don't own the NFT. Yeah, I did. It's on my phone. No, you stupid idiot. It's like taking a picture of the Mona Lisa and going, oh, that's mine now. No, you've got a picture on your phone. That's not the Mona Lisa. So it's a total one-off. If you get an NFT, if I get an NFT, a picture of my shiny face, you can copy that, but you don't own it. It's mine. So total one-offs, stuff like paintings, NFTs. You also see this in certain products. And I like what Gary Vee's doing with his NFTs. So you buy one of his bumblebees that he's drawn, a really shit drawing. You buy it for $20,000, right? It's crazy. But then what you get is you get access to... all his content, all his events and shows, you get free access to all of that, and so on. And so there's a really good way of using NFTs that's really not gone mainstream as yet, but will go mainstream. And if you sell that picture of a bumblebee, you're transferring ownership and access to the next person. So, and if Gary Vee takes 10% of that $20,000, let's just say, he makes $2,000 and he's not doing anything, but for the next 10, 20, 100 years, that bumblebee will get passed around and sold, and more people can get access to it, and Gary Vee makes 10% every time it's sold. That's a really unique total one-off, and this stuff's definitely coming. We've just not kind of worked out how it's going to work as yet, and so that will be interesting to see how that comes around. At some point we'll probably go down that path in some way or other, but total one-offs. A friend of mine who I'm just off to go and have cheesecake with this morning does murals. He just does this on a wall. That's all he does. Just does that. And he ends up with a mural. Looks amazing. Total unique, total one-off. You can't get that from anywhere else. Now, you could argue, yeah, but I could get a mural from someone else. Yes, you can, but you can only get the mural from Richard from Richard. And so this is when you're building up your social media reputation. You need to be going up this pyramid so your reputation's up here. So that when somebody decides, I want to buy a website from Dan, they're not even thinking about anybody else. And we've got clients that have come on board and they just said, I knew I needed a website and I knew it was going to be you. I didn't need to look at anybody else. Now, it just happens that a £400 website's a good price for a website anyway. And so we utilize all of these variables in what we do. So is it the same product? Can you get it anywhere? Yeah, we don't have to explain what a website is. People know when they're buying a website, they know what they're getting, more or less. Okay, there's a few individual different things that they might want to choose, but they're getting the same product from anywhere. But then also, they're getting an individual product from just one place. Can they go and get a Dan website from anybody else other than Dan's business? No, absolutely not. Can get the expertise that goes with building that website and how that integrates into content and social media and Facebook ads? No, absolutely not. Next one then, is it personality-led? Do I go live every day and have we got a podcast with hundreds of thousands of downloads? Yes, that's personality-led product. Is it total one-offs? We're probably not there at the moment with that. But certainly with the NFT stuff coming through, like, we don't know what we're going to do with that. We've got no plans at all for that. But at some point, that's going to come through as well. So where are you within that? Because I found it really interesting. Where are you? Well, I do wills. Okay, so same product available anyway. Well, no, you can only get a will from me. But it's a will. How much differentiation can you put inside a will, right? It's not a lot if it's one of these items. Same product available anyway. Most people have these items. Personality-led products tend not to exist other than actual big personalities. And you know, like, am I a personality? Like, you know, you wouldn't pay to go see me at the comedy club. But we're still leading with our personality to some extent on the products that we sell. Even though it's an individual product available from just one place and all the stuff that goes with it. So where are you? Because I find it really interesting. And if you're struggling right now, this will help you. Because it's like, oh, I'm comparing. I'm trying to win on price. No wonder I'm losing. And actually, one of the things with our websites is when we go onto Google and we type, you know, websites in wherever, and I look at what the competition's doing, they're just doing exactly what we're doing. There's no individuality whatsoever. And so that's one of the ways that we're looking to differentiate ourselves. And if you're not doing that, you know, if you're a butcher, I can get a leg of lamb from you or I can get a leg of lamb from someone else. What I can't get is a menu with potatoes and a bottle of wine and some carrots and some broccoli with instructions. It costs more money, but some instructions on how to cook it. Like, if you did that, are you then turning it into a more individualized product? You're turning a product that you can get from anywhere into a product that you can only get from you. So, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you. Don't think we'll be live over the weekend. We might be, though, because we're in Leeds and everything's going to be topsy-turvy. But anyway, we will be live on Monday, so we'll see you then for sure. Other than that, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.